Calvin Love with Magic Hearts. Now, Calvin Love announces his new Radar LP, which is going to be out later out in November. You can search for that on Autumn Tone Records. For more information, make sure to log on to his Facebook, facebook.com/IamCalvinLove. Welcome into the playlist coming up later in the program. We're going to be speaking with Hayward Haukins. Normally, I don't play covers, but this one I really, really enjoyed. This is an NXS cover called Don't Change, and this is by Echoes de Lux. I really like this band as far as what they've done, as far as they've, you know, kind of have that 70s era rock, but kind of brought it more contemporary into today's modern time. So hopefully you could see that in this cover. Here they are. This is Echoes Deluxe with Don't Change. For more information, make sure to log on to their website, echoesdeluxe.com.
Change. Howard Hawkins. Talking here with DJ Turtle on the playlist, and first we're going to hear a song off my record Hale and Hardy, which is called Sugar Sand Stitch Lip.
Summer in the pines, and the next days are halcyon. With a cooler and lighter, I'll be gone. And when you wake up, you'll notice I've come home. With a clear path and to the core, through the cedars of Vatsion. For a hot joviality, I traded some salary. Bet there'll be buzz in my phone. Heard your sister's got a nerve as well. Round her hair, doctors won't collect. And your stiff limbs could be some calm. But your right hand's a fist left a broken arm. I got born in an oxbow of Mullicar. With a sugar sand foot and I'll be gone. When you wake up, you notice I'm not home. Heard a whistle from a distant charge. Round my tent, bottles don't get warm. And a stitch to or a slow read start. My right side's a mist, left a soaking storm. My right side's a mist, left a soaking storm. Stitch lip on the grown man, laying plans in the sugar sand.
And that was Sugar Sand Stitched Lip by my guest, Hayward Hawkins. How's it going, man?
It's going great. Thanks for having me.
So, like, we were talking a little bit off the air, but your name is kind of like a mouthful, like both parts. What was the matter with your parents? They didn't want to give you, like, a middle name to, like, freshen it up or something?
Well, that's funny, because actually Hayward is my middle name. So, if I'm being honest, my first name is John, but so that's, my full name's John Hayward Hawkins. So that's kind of... I just adopted that because it has, like, a good family history, and it sounds a little more interesting than John, so I didn't intend for it to be alliterative, if that's the right word, but, yeah, it's hard to say sometimes.
Are you a different person when they call you by your first name? Do a lot more people know you by your first name than your middle name?
I would say, yeah. I mean, everybody knows, yeah. I mean, people just, I think they just call me Hayward for fun, you know, like, when I play music, or I also sing in an a cappella group, and for whatever reason, that's what they like to call me. So I just kind of killed by both.
We just heard the song Sugar, Sand, and Stitched Lip. This is a song that you have that kind of connects kind of everything in your album, I would say. And the album is Hale and Hardy, and that's available everywhere, correct?
Yes. Yeah, you know, iTunes, Bandcamp, Amazon, places like that. All your finer digital outlets and... you can buy the physical copy too, if you're still into that. It's a CD.
Now is Sugar Sand Stitched Lip, is that more a song that is kind of a tribute to Philadelphia, where you're from?
In a way. I mean, I live just outside. I mean, I grew up in Philadelphia. I'm actually right over the bridge in New Jersey, which basically a suburb, but we have like a really cool landscape, and there's a place called the Pine Lands, which is kind of an interesting place, and so there's some references to that in there, and also definitely to Philadelphia. There's a lot of that on the record, like Spanish Moss is definitely probably the most literal tribute to Philadelphia itself. Yeah, so that's, I just try to tie in, you know, whether intentionally or not, just all a lot of references that are meaningful to me from around the city and different things that happen, you know, loosely based on real life.
Is you say loosely based on real life, what happens when you're writing? Does your imagination then just take a particular moment and then just kind of stretch it into something far more far-fetched?
Yeah, I mean, I don't tell like story songs, at least not, that's not my intention, in a way that like a traditional folk singer would do that, so they're not really literal, but at the same time, you know, I'll get an idea and I construct the song, and then by the end, I sort of, whether I knew it to begin with or not, I can impose like something pretty meaningful to it. You know, and a lot of the references are probably not so obvious on the surface, but they definitely tell a story, you know, at least in my own head. And I think that it translates well because there's references that, you know, people can kind of connect the dots for themselves without getting it, you know, spoon-fed to them, which I think is something I like in artists that I listen to.
Yeah, I was listening to you while I was cooking, so, like, your album kind of made a good, like, cooking tool, you know?
That's good. I like that.
Yeah, I threw in some bell peppers into my cooking as tribute to Philly. I don't even know if that's even... To me, it just was like, oh, yeah, Philadelphia, they must like bell peppers, so I'm going to throw that in. I don't even know if that's true or not.
I think everyone likes bell peppers, but yeah, Philly does. I use them a lot.
Okay, perfect. So it was a good assumption.
If you don't mind me asking, where are you? I don't know where you are located physically.
L.A.
What region are you? Oh, awesome.
Yeah, so that's cool. That's where I'm located, and I guess I have time to cook. Do you have time to cook?
Yeah, I'm not like an awesome cook. I make a couple things okay. I like to do it. I like to, you know, I like good food. I guess I just don't have that much time to actually cook, but I can appreciate it.
Okay, cool. Well, I'll tell you what. Me and you, we're going to take a real quick break, and we are going to trade some of our secret recipes. And while we're doing that, everyone else is going to listen to some more of your album as we play Flash Mob.
Caught in the flash mob, tsunami of young love. Hey, neighbor, you've been strong by an army of now war. Conscription's been way off, but enlistment's been way up for the listless and laid off. Bathe our ankles in sweet brawl. Street steam can mimic a when police bring heat, and the only thing packed your keys and your teeth in a hoodie you save for occasions like these. Traditions in hard love has these bugs clinging like lost moths till your friends all get brushed off. A thick wedge of thin car, that formation is so tough, but they're shaking like lost dogs. Please bring heat, and the only thing packed
again, this is Hayward Halkins. You're listening to some of my songs, and if you like what you hear, you can check me out at haywardhalkins.com, which is H-O-W-K-I-N-S for the last name.
My city's cold and naked, wrap an arm around it. My city's looking skinny. Who'll ask it in for dinner? Weekends are wasted, ponder. Whose neighborhood is tougher? Less so the night they're in it. They won't last a minute. Booze until war. On the Jersey side, they never know that the fight is paramount. Is it ever gonna settle out? My city's way hungover, still sore from Red October. The sweet house, it's up the river, makes time on broken livers. Back roads are still snow covered, sad plows give them no love. Columbus came back to find his street paved now with dope and blood. Booze into war. On the Jersey side, they never know that the fight is paramount. Is it ever gonna settle out? Oh, who knows, who knows, who knows? Who knows, who knows, who knows? Now we're getting tossed under Spanish moss. Another compound, a northern letdown. Are you married to your code? Was this locked now or was it load? Oh. Spouses boozing too bold. On the Georgia side, they never know that the fight is paramount. Is it ever gonna settle out? Oh, who knows, who knows, you know.
And that was Spanish Moth, and I'm still here talking with Hayward Halkins. And that song, I you know, we touched about on this a little bit in the last break, but that song is more of a Philadelphia, like, you know, like the envisionment that I got was really amazing. As far as, you know, how like Bruce Springsteen, his words, he can bring words to life. You know, and then you kind of get into that theater of the mind. That song, I think, best described the theater of the mind and kind of the presence of Philadelphia. Were you writing this song and doing that theater of the mind as well? Or did this song just come very naturally where by the end you looked at it and you're just like, wow, this is a really good envisionment?
It's funny because I came up with the name when I was actually in Georgia seeing some old family houses, which is actually the Hayward side of the family.
Look at you expanding. I love it.
Well, I don't know a ton about that that ancestry, but there were some, you know, pretty influential people. Like, I'm related to, as it turns out, Thomas Hayward, who was a senator and a signer of the Declaration of Independence, whose name is actually on a couple buildings in Philadelphia. So we were actually on a family trip, you know, looking at their old houses and stuff like that. And that city is covered in Spanish moss. It drapes from all these live oak trees, which is actually the name of another song in the record. And I thought it was a really interesting image. And it actually, I sort of wrote that song backwards. So the last verse sort of speaks to my southern roots in a way. And then the first and second verses are all really pretty based on Philadelphia explicitly, and just my experience.
experiences in it.
Wow, those really translate really well together. I didn't even know that.
Well, I mean, the only difference is the images are a little bit different in the end verse, and I, you know, instead of saying the Jersey side, I say the Georgia side, but I say it pretty quickly. So
I'm gonna have to go re-listen to that. Everyone's gonna go back and be like,
it's about the delivery, and you know, just kind of squeezing it in there, and it made sense to me. And I guess I think that's I like playing that song. I think it's a fun song. I guess you could. I mean, I love being from Philadelphia. I mean, some of the images in that are a little bit bleak, but I think it's just, you know, I was in that particular mind frame when I wrote it. But it really is meant to be like a celebration of those places.
Yeah, no, it's definitely not. It's definitely, you know, because you keep it going with when I was listening to the song, it's kind of like a funky song. So, like, to me, you know, unless I'm really paying attention to the lyrics, for the most time, the first time I hear a song, I'm listening to the beat, and that kind of overtakes me. And then later, you know, I then focus on the lyrics. But it had such a funky beat. To me, it didn't seem like a downered song or anything like that.
Yeah, that one was cool. I mean, I came up with the idea, and then in the studio, the rhythm, which is kind of a loose rhythm, but a little bit unusual, it just sort of came like on a whim, where we used a tom that was mic'd and put through an amp, and then we did some other stuff, and it just sort of came very spontaneously. And I'm really happy with the rhythm sound on that track. That was a fun one.
I heard that you were looking for a name for your backing band. How's the search going for that?
I got a lot of responses on Facebook, but, you know, everyone's trying to one-up the other with, like, the stupidest band name, so that hasn't gone that far. It's kind of fun, though, to see what people come up with.
Okay, because I came up with a name, okay?
You did?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, it probably can compete well with some. My favorite, which was completely ridiculous, obviously, was, like, Hayward Halkins and the Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Those are the kind of responses I was getting. So,
I was thinking you just call the band with you included Hayward and the Hardy.
Actually, that's not bad.
Right?
That's not bad. We'll put that in the mix.
Please do.
So yeah, I was kind of kidding with that. I often play by myself, but actually now I'm really pleased that I have sort of a steady band. And we have a fun full band show in Philly this Friday at Johnny Bendis, which is a really cool club there. So I think, you know, we'll keep doing that. And if a band name suits us, I think it would be fun to take one, you know, for those kind of performances.
Yeah, let me know. I'm curious to see what you guys pick because, you know, so a lot of the times... You know, a lot of bands let the name define the band, and it shouldn't even be like that. The name should just be the name. You know, don't let the name define you, you know?
I'm also a little wary. I mean, there's definitely some band names I like, but I'm a little self-conscious about picking one that, you know, doesn't go over that well. I'm being very careful.
I'm telling you, Hayward and the Hardy, I'm telling you, that just might win. My guess has been... Hayward Halkins. You can find him on his website, haywardhalkins.com. Make sure to go check out Hale and Hardy, the latest album by my guest. And we're going to leave you now with Plume and Orange.
Young Bower Bird, he made an offer, stack high for a lady that's walking by. She's through with talking, they're the last two with the body still walking. Plume and Orange, he'll try a last dodge of dark girls and the bedding of pop stars. Wet sound, now only run down. The Rustines make a track list of last sound. No wisdom, no worry, holding breath like canaries. There's no whistle or word, just softer than to burn. Last night a street man threw a pinhole in the early evening. Boom, but there's no more squawking, and the tight beat about blood. The tight beat about bloody mocking. Reserves for no one, pallets of gold, balls, reserves for none. Southern squalls turn heads of yellow, steel shaped by the paintings on sidewalls. Bloom and orange, a shoulder soaked in, but inside are the cinders still smoky. No wisdom, no worry, holding breath like canaries. There's no whistle.